Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Matchmakers by Debbie Macomber, performed by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. Danny, hurry up and eat your cereal, Dory Robertson pleaded as she rushed from the bathroom to the bedroom. Quickly pulling on a tweed skirt and a sweater, she slipped her feet into black leather pumps and went back into the kitchen. Aren't you going to eat, Mom? No time. As fast as her fingers would cooperate, Dory spread peanut butter and jelly across two pieces of bread for a sandwich, then opened the refrigerator and took out an orange. She stuffed both in a brown paper sack with a cartoon cat on the front. Lifting the lid of the cookie jar, she dug around and came up with only a handful of crumbs. Graham crackers would have to do. How come we're always so rushed in the mornings? 11-year-old Danny wanted to know. Dory laughed. There'd been a time in her life when everything had fit into place, but not anymore. Because your mother has trouble getting out of bed. Were you always late when Dad was still alive? Turning, Dory leaned against the kitchen counter and crossed her arms. No, your father used to bring me a cup of coffee in bed. Brad had had his own special way of waking her with coffee and kisses. But now Brad was gone, and, except for their son, she faced the world alone. Still, the rushed mornings were easier to accept than the long, lonely nights. Want me to bring you coffee? I could, Danny offered. I've seen you make it lots of times. A surge of love for her son constricted the muscles of her throat, and Dory tried to swallow. Every day, Danny grew more like his father. Tenderly, she looked down at his sparkling blue eyes.